This is Already Taken with Kevin.
I'm like, wait.
Corey.
Daddy, I'm almost as tall as Corey.
And Josh.
Immediately regret this decision.
And of course, our friend Sean behind the board.
I don't want to hear about you and your boyfriends. Go jerk off.
All right, yes, this is Already Taken. Yeah, Kevin, we got Corey, we got Sean. I'm Josh, and there's no duck.
No duck.
But that's okay, because at least we're here.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, none of us have to go bail our mom out of jail.
Remember when we were supposed to start recording 41 minutes ago?
I remember that.
44 minutes ago.
I got 41 in here.
Remember when the internet used to work and we could just jump right on and look stuff up?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
I remember
the
that.
One time.
Like it was yesterday.
We need our own studio.
You know, I just realized why I'm so tense.
Why?
I haven't had a beer yet today.
Oh.
Drinking Coke.
You should.
And that's just odd.
Yeah, you know, if I didn't have a game tonight, I would have a beer or three. But
I have a daddy-daughter dance, and I can't show up to that drunk.
If this is
what,
a
like, there's gonna be nobody at that dance that's drunk.
That's not the point.
That's the only way to enjoy it, man.
The original idea for this podcast was to do the Star Wars drinking game, where we take shots when I get, or you guys would take shots when I get Star Wars questions wrong, and I would take shots if I missed them. But then it turned from a Friday night.
Exactly what he said.
Yes,
that's how it was. And
so either way, we'd be drinking shots, because if he got them wrong, he'd drink a shot. If he got them wrong, he'd drink a shot.
Perfect.
Sounds good. No, I think it's a great idea. We should do that next time.
Yeah, we should just get you drunk.
We drink shots.
We were supposed to do
it. I got it right.
Which is not what you said the first time.
Not what you said.
I got them wrong.
No, I like your first explanation better. Made a lot of sense.
My feeling is that game will never get played, because we'll never be able to do this on a Friday night or Saturday night.
Maybe in a few weeks here.
And then we were going to hook up the system to our Bluetooth phones and everything and make Sean go hit on some fat chicks at the restaurant across the street.
Right.
But Sean can't get the system to work. It worked before.
Let's not put all the blame on Sean. Let's just, you know, maybe the system doesn't pick up that kind of input as well.
We don't need him start crying during a podcast.
We'll do that after the podcast.
So now we really got a whole lot of nothing. We don't even have audio of me saying I like guys or cocks or anything like that from last week. Last time.
As opposed to guys without cocks.
We don't have it yet. Yet. Knowing you always come up just like Corey saying mud flap.
We should.
I'm done with that. I officially retired the.
Yeah, he's all done with the mud flap.
I'm done with that.
But he's still going to be called mud flap from now on.
Nope.
You can't stop me from calling you mud flap.
You're going to earn it. You keep saying it.
We're going to start calling Sean No Filter and calling Corey Mudflap.
He has No Filter. We went on our yearly snowmobiling trip, and he was Captain No Filter.
That was what the Mr. Cockblack, too. He would, if you listen to the last episode, every time, the first rule in improv is yes and Sean's first instinct to do anything is to say no.
No. Yes and.
Every
yes,
time you ask Sean a question and you hope he continues the story, or continues it, he totally shuts it down.
No.
Thank you for shitting on my point.
I haven't listened to that podcast yet, so.
First question, you ever hear this? And we discussed it before we recorded. Ever hear this? No. You ever play this? No.
Do you want the truth, or you want me to just be entertaining?
I want you to be entertaining, because truthfully, you're not entertaining.
We should have said that before we started it. I'm going to give you a list of shit to say. I don't care if you like it or not. Just say yes.
I'm not going to do this. All right,
let's record.
What?
We're not got that?
Yeah. Moving along.
Well, we do have one interesting story.
Okay.
So let's get the only content that we have out of the way.
Get out of the way early.
It's an interesting story out of Portland, Oregon.
We don't have internet on our computers. But we do on our phones.
Yes, and
that's why I found all the she-mails last time.
Yeah, that's what I did last time. Oh, thank goodness my wife doesn't look at my phone.
That.
But anyways, so the story comes from Portland, Oregon. It's about a man who was jailed for attacking police with lightsabers.
This wasn't me. I don't live in Portland.
No, this guy definitely doesn't look like
your mind, though.
Kevin. No, hopefully when Kevin has internet later, he can put this on the Facebook page.
Portland, Oregon,
yep. The guy's name was David Canterbury. Like I said, you got to see this guy's photo, so that's why we'll put it up. But he defeated a police taser with a Jedi lightsaber, and he's been jailed for 45 days.
Sabers always defeat tasers.
You're damn right they do.
Come on, it's science. It's science.
It's science.
So he was cuffed back in December after he went on a rampage at a Toys R Us outlet, assaulting customers with the lightsabers, the Star Wars toys, weapons, before confronting cops outside the store.
And a Toys R Us.
I love that.
And it says the officers attempted to subdue Canterbury with a taser, but he simply brushed off one of the wires aside with his mighty weapon. This may seem improbable, but the latest report from a local newspaper, The Oregonian, indicates that the parking lot warrior was in fact packing two lightsabers, making him invincible to all threats. Save that of multiple cops wrestling him to the ground.
Duct tape them together like Darth Maul.
Yes, and he did plead guilty and is in jail for 45 days, plus 2 years probation.
Gave into the dark side.
Within 2 feet of a lightsaber for 3 years.
I was going to say, what's the probation? Just can't play with toys? Sit in your bedroom and don't do anything for next 3 years.
You're banned from Toys R Us for life.
Hey, go figure. He's an additional time for violating the terms of his probation for a previous heroin possession conviction.
No way. That guy's on heroin?
Surprise.
That's awfully ambitious. You call it the force.
I call it drugs.
That's right. The story finishes up saying that Canterbury is no longer welcome at the Toys R Us stores in the Portland, Oregon area.
Banned for life. That's awesome.
Sad good day for him.
This should teach us all a lesson, though. Illicit drugs and lightsabers do not mix. They're not toys.
They're not real weapons, either.
I think they're toys.
Weapon enough to block off a freaking taser gun.
Yeah, can you imagine the cop? All right, I'm going to go tase his ass. What the hell was that?
You know those toys, lightsabers.
Fred, go get him. He's got lightsabers. They're just toys, dude. You'll be fine. Great.
My hand. Yeah.
They make those noises too. Vroom, vroom, tsh, tsh. So you know right when you.
Vroom, oh, you grabbed one of the big Force FX sabers, not the $10 plastic ones that make the weird little noises.
It's been recorded. Like, it's been reported that the cop said.
Most impressive.
Yeah. Before they tackled him to the ground and handcuffed him.
Right. Go get him, Steve. I'm not gonna go get him. They're toys. How do you know? He looks pretty convincing right now. I go, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
At that point, I would have said, you know what? You know what those fake lightsabers can't stop? A bullet. Boom!
Shoot the guy.
The cops showed up and he said,
don't make me destroy.
Oh, man. God.
That would be the weirdest. I don't know if that would be the weirdest thing of the day for a cop in Oregon. But you knew he was on meth or something.
It was either that or beat up a bunch of hippies for loitering. So,
That's always fun. Yeah. Maybe they'll go after them with their lightsabers.
That's right.
Yeah, their lightsabers are on their pants.
Well, on the subject of people doing crazy things, I just had a thought of something I see in the news here locally, but I know it's a national thing. Did anybody see the story out of Allendale, Granville State University? Four students were going nuts because they were sniffing bath salts. Did anybody hear about that?
Oh,
that's like the new. That's like the new. Yeah, that's the new drug thing. Is there are these? The bath salts.
I've heard of. I didn't hear the story, but I've heard of people.
Yeah, well, there were these four kids that did it out at Grand Valley, and they were going bananas. And there's a funny enough, the internet isn't working. It'd be great to have the video that I saw yesterday of a kid who did bath salts, sitting in the back of a police car, and the police are questioning him, and he's just. They're like, what's your name? I don't know. And he just stops and freezes and looks at him like he's going to kill him. And he just starts going again. Like, this is, I'm not even exaggerating. I'm probably like underselling it a little bit. And then there's, what's your name? I don't know.
I don't know where I am.
And it's bath salts, but it's not actually bath salts. It's a drug, but that's what it's called.
But it's like legal to do. Bath salts and make the stuff. But
I think so, yeah. But anyway, long story short, at Grand Valley State University, there are these guys that were doing that. And they, you know, a friend of mine that I work with the hockey team, he's actually an RA out there. So he was one that called the cops to let them know that these guys were going bananas.
Oh, wow.
And he actually saw the kids acting like this. And he watched this video with us yesterday. Oh, yep, there he is.
So he's playing. Is that him?
That's him. Listen to this. He's in the back of a cop car.
Sean's on the internet faster than us. Listen. Sounds like that clip of we need Miley Cyrus on Salvia.
He's just staring at him now.
Yeah, he's just staring.
like Michael Winslow in Spaceballs.
Next week's Sean stunt. Bath
salts. off a fat chick from Vitaly's ass. Or Florentine's.
We gotta get a wheel of what can show Sean do. Just totally steal every Joe stunt they ever did. Give him my lightsaber.
Or we could try to be original for a change.
Yeah.
Like what? That's what it. Are we gonna do?
Right now. Star Wars drinking game?
Yeah, but we can't. We're gonna have to do that on a Friday or Saturday night.
I think Sean Bath Salt's idea is plausible. I see it.
That is not plausible. That just sounds like it really sting my nose.
Doing a list of drugs might be against on the small list of things that I'm probably not willing to do.
Technically, they're bath salts.
Yeah.
They're not a drug, man.
Sean, what's your idea of a stunt then?
My idea of a stunt?
I looked up the same video, so you couldn't hear it very well, but...
Oh, I had it come up, too.
Did you have it? Yeah, it's just...
We still have to discuss our annual Super Bowl bet.
Yeah, Josh is pussying out on this one.
No.
He doesn't want anything to do...
No.
I think you're pussying out on it, Kevin. I've given you a great idea for it.
You pussied out on the mustache bet.
Well, see, what really sucks about betting on the Super Bowl is it's just like last year. It's two teams that I don't give a shit about. I didn't care about the Packers or the Steelers. I hate both those teams. And the Giants and the Patriots, I don't like those teams either.
You still made a bet last year.
Well, I know, but that's why it's a great shouldn't have made the bet because it was stupid.
Josh had to wear a Fu Manchu like he's Hulk Hogan for 2 weeks.
Yeah, awesome. But the nice thing about that was I look awesome with a Fu Manchu. You did. So, I mean, it wasn't a bad sexy thing. But it's like the picture on our Facebook, or on the alreadytakenshow.com. I got
With the orange.
And it looks great. Yeah. Chicks love it. My wife hates it, but
other chicks
like it.
The, Macho Man.
To look at.
You know my hair won't do that anymore.
Because you're losing it.
But you didn't like the idea that I had. Because you know you're going to lose.
Make it clear.
What was the idea?
All right. The idea I had for our bet is because Kevin's always had wood for Brady.
Yeah.
For the Patriots.
Yeah.
That when the Patriots lose tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, to the Giants and Eli Manning, that he needs to put on his chest, Brady sucks, and go tanning. So it's there.
I tan into my chest. And if you lose, you get Eli blows on yours.
Well, no, I was going to...
With an arrow pointing down.
I wasn't gonna do an Eli anything because I'm not really an Eli fan. I'd do a Brady's the best or something.
Ooh.
Since that's your man, woman.
I go cut out, like, paper mache, cut out the emblem for the Patriots.
Yep.
See, but I figured you'd be
Kevin
for
would go
that.
Kevin would go crazy and had to be questioned by the police and he'd sound like this.
What's your name?
Sir, we need your statement. You got to calm down for us.
Oh, is he German?
Sir, seriously, you need to calm down. You need to cooperate with us. We're going to bring you to jail. Sir, can you please stop? Okay. Now that you're calm, we have to ask you a few questions about what happened with the Super Bowl. Why are you running through the street?
Tell
me
what your name is?
Sir. See, okay. All right, I'll stop it now. That's enough of that. But how would that not be funny to have Sean do the bath salts? Why? How would that not be funny? Even though it's illegal.
I think we make Sean go somewhere and pretend he speaks German. Like, tries to interact in what he thinks the German, like he's talking
are
German.
Are you into the what play?
Hello, my name is Sean. Have you ever seen a donkey show?
Would you like to?
Sean,
tied up in my garage.
I can
you
do these
put
guys.
Your finger in my butt?
What do you like? Sean, I can hear these guys, but I can hear it through my headphones in through the wall. Can you hear them in your headphones? Like, is it recording these jackasses next door with a bass? Yeah.
I can't hear it so much, no.
All right.
Oh, and I'm sure it's probably there,
it's
but we're a lot louder than they are.
Yes, we apologize for the bass.
You bunch
Who
of whiny bitches.
We can do everything we do here on my iMac at home.
Then do it.
Yeah, I guess the microphones will do it.
Yeah, you
we
bitch.
Don't need a microphone. It can pick us up as good as this does.
Yeah.
We tried this in my unfinished basement.
That's true.
It would have worked then, too.
Except
we wanted to come here and get away from the noise.
New news. That room is being finished as we speak.
Ah, nice.
I have drywall up. I have a closet in. flooring to be.
So who's working on it right now as we speak?
Yeah, good point. You're here.
Since you said it's being worked on as we speak.
And how good is it? You can't even find your computer bag.
Yeah, my wife lost that. I don't know what she did with it.
So I was hanging out with Duck yesterday.
Wait a minute. The Super Bowl bet.
Okay,
we
finish it up.
Cleared that
just,
up.
Just say yes, I would take that bet. Or I am a bitch and I would not do it.
How much does tanning cost?
Shit if I know.
I think walk-in's probably $5-$6.
$10.
If you go to the right place, maybe you get your first one free. But then you gotta keep going back. You guys start to like it.
It's like a horror house. You get the first one free, but you'll end up coming back every time.
Well, in that case,
which also translates to going to the doctor and get penicillin every 2 weeks.
Brandon at work, they own a tanning bed.
There you go.
Go to Brandon's house and go tanning and get
lay naked where his wife lays naked, all oiled up all the time.
He's got a mom though.
Oh yeah, lay face down in there where his mom's been.
Do you remember Brandon Schmidt? He went to school with us.
Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, that's who we're talking about. Oh, okay. I was a bodybuilder, and he's hot.
That's Brian.
Brian.
Brandon.
Schmidt. And he graduated with me.
Oh.
I hope he listens to this later and sees how much
you this has been Kevin being stupid.
Fail.
Try again.
All right, so to be clear here, so we got it all recorded, what are you going to have on your chest if I accept?
I will tan. Brady is my man.
Or something to that
effect.
You're
my boy, Brady.
I should name my dog. That'd be a great dog name.
Brady?
Or how about I'd bone Brady?
And then you'll have I eat Brady Schlong.
So
you're tall enough, that might work.
Yeah. No, I think Kevin should have likes my cock.
I'd want to lick his dick just because it's been in Giselle.
Okay, then that's what you're putting down. I want to lick Brady's dick.
Wait, what?
He's going to tan. I want to lick Brady's dick.
I'm clipping that. I'm clipping Sean saying that. I'm not going to say what you just said, but that'll come back in the next podcast.
I'll clip yours, too.
I'm going to start doing a running bit where I just get sounds of the show. I have several here.
And why can't we play them?
We can play them right now, but I need to be clear. You're going to get a pro Brady.
How many times we got to explain this?
Yeah.
And I'm going to. Deal's on, bitch.
Nine times.
Why is this core always in my way?
Wait. But I forgot to mention the kicker, since you've already accepted.
Well, then.
You have to take a picture, waist up, shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on Facebook as your profile for the month.
With that weird hair patch.
For the profile?
Yeah. With your hair.
Oh, I'll shave that bitch.
The weird hair patch.
Yep.
Yes, I have funky hair on my chest, but I will shave.
No,
it.
It's not really on your chest.
It's
more
kind of on
your shoulder. Yeah.
That's why you call it patch.
It's like a six inch diameter circle of hair. Like
it's offset.
It'll go up my neck if I let it grow.
It's almost an optical illusion because like you look at it like, oh my god, that guy's got a hairy chest, and then he takes his shirt off and it's only up.
I
would
left see,
peck.
It's like a Furby growing out of the one side of your chest. One of those weird twin things. It's like the top of its head.
That's right. Look like half Italian, but literally the left side.
Oh, so gross.
At one point, I went to the doctor. Gross.
It creeps me out.
I went to the doctor. He's like, oh, hey, take your shirt off. I take my shirt off, and the doctor's got his back to me, and he turns around and goes, huh, did you notice you only have hair on half of your chest? I'm like, what? Of course I've noticed that.
He turned around.
Dick.
Holy crap.
And it was like, what kind of doctor does that to you? Are you aware that half your chest is different than the other half?
You're not symmetrical.
An informed doctor.
You're not a beautiful human being. You're not symmetrical.
I got this puppy cranked up all the way. I hope you can hear these. I'm pretty sure you can. I had them all smashed real close so they would play one by one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna play them.
Just do it.
Single, and we can discuss. this is the first one.
An Asian chick with a dick. Would you watch that one? That was a good one.
No, it's not chick with a dick. It's dude with tits. Get it right.
Dude with tits.
There is one that's edited together. Tell me if you can tell if where it is.
Oh, let me guess. It's all my mud flaps.
I should have reordered it and put all the mud flaps at the back. So it's just mud flaps
at the back. Okay.
I'm totally expecting that.
Here's the first one.
Then I am wrong.
It's just me saying I am wrong.
Go figure.
Well, you know, I'll just play them right up back to back.
Just do it.
Okay. There's going to be some spaces.
I want a good, clean dude with tits.
Who doesn't?
Penis with you, Kevin. You like watching dudes then? It's a mud flap.
Okay. Oh, God.
Two dicks in the same hole? Would that be a mud flap? How's your bum feeling? Holy God, that's a huge dog. What's too much porn for you? Gosh, find more pictures of she-males. I got it. See them. Hey, dudes can have big tits, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that chick eating shit? I would do a. Yeah. Oh, I totally fucked Matt LeBlanc.
It's still true.
Trying to get sore hips from having sex with Matt. What is the mud flap?
Come on.
That's the best mud flap one.
For someone who doesn't know what it is,
but
you're saying an awful lot.
This is the greatest thing I've ever found in a garage band. Check this out.
What is the mud flap? 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 What is the mud flap?
It allows it just to play it over and over again.
Excuse me for being retarded.
That's up there with, I got an idea.
Okay. I quit clapping, and I'm never saying that word again.
Oh, so if you say it.
Nope. I told you, I'm done. You shamed the retard out of me.
That's tough to do.
We beat that retard down with a stick.
Yes.
I want a good, clean dude with tits.
That is great. there's a lot of I need a good, clean, and then fill in the blank.
I was looking, and this is the second best one I could find. Rearrange.
I want a good, clean, giant pussy.
Giant pussy. Perfect.
It's always penis with you, Kevin. That's true, it's then. It's a mud flap. Okay. Two dicks in the same hole.
I want a good
wait a
clean.
Minute. Now I'm going to the fly, so give me a second.
Oh, God.
Let me see if I can.
So, what else is news? Anything else going on besides
Kevin's?
Here
we go, here we go, here we go. I'm quick.
I want a good, clean. Two dicks in the same hole.
Oh.
I never thought it mattered that they were clean. I just thought it mattered they were
hole.
There.
Two dicks in the same hole. Two dicks in the same hole. Two dicks in the same hole.
They're going to be dirty when they come out.
That's right. That's funny.
But my favorite has to be the, this one back here.
Trying to get sore hips from having sex with men.
Man's got to make a living.
Where's the one with Sean saying something really nasty?
Holy God, that's a huge dog.
There it was.
Yeah, you played that one already.
I know, it's good.
It's still relevant.
These guys are really loud next door.
Man, we got everything playing for us. We got no content. We got the bass next door to us. We got the kids running around behind us.
No internet.
Exorcism next door.
Yeah, we haven't heard that yet, but there's still time.
You never know.
It's only 1 o'clock on a Saturday. I'm sure there's plenty of time for that.
What's this one?
Or at least I hope, anyways.
It's always penis with you, Kevin. You like watching dudes, then. It's a mud flat. Okay.
All right,
that's enough. That's enough of that.
Terrible this will sound if I take this one.
Pretty soon we're just going to take the computer away from you, Kevin.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's my computer. Fuck you.
All right, so once... Okay, here's what I'm going to do this time.
If I want to.
We're about 23 and a half minutes into the show.
We're looking through your window.
I want a good, clean... It's a mud flat. Okay.
The last time I was here when we recorded, I said, all right, if somebody comments on Facebook about this episode, we'll give them a prize.
Yeah.
Nobody commented.
Not a damn one.
So, maybe it's because people are listening listeners. All the way through the show.
Oh, no.
No. So, here's what we're going to do. At the end of the show, we're going to say a word or a sentence that you have to remember and put it on Facebook. And if you do that, and you're not Sean, Kevin, Corey, or myself, you will get a prize. Okay? So I figured I'd hit people a little bit earlier so they don't get about 3/4 of the way through the show like everybody else does and go, God, why in the hell am I listening to this?
I'm
going to
tap
it off
before they're finished.
Have we come up with this prize yet?
No, it'll be something good. It won't be something shitty. It'll be a good thing, like a gift card or something like that.
To
we
McDonald's.
Just want to see who's listening out there.
You mean like the beer that Sean promised our first listener that he still didn't get?
He hasn't contacted me to do that.
Oh.
I haven't seen him to give it.
Should have him say that. That's what Kyle mentioned. Say. The thing is that we only have 11 people that like us on Facebook, or like the show on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And all of the people who like us, on Facebook at least, are people that we see on a regular basis, mm-hmm. So there's no reason to email or comment on the show. And or
they can
just
tell
send
you
me
face
a comment.
To face.
Yeah.
Right.
You suck.
And I know Mitch was really looking forward to the Star Wars drinking game.
Yeah.
That will happen.
That will happen. That will definitely happen.
You know what? Even if we did that tomorrow before the Super Bowl, that would work. So I could show up to my Super Bowl party shitty.
Hey! Oh my God, there's food here! I bet a dude on Star Wars and I lost.
I got the munchies so bad, man. Yeah, cool, see, chili.
Sad thing salt. Is...
Brady!
I've only seen the first Star Wars anyway. Like, episode 4 must be. Like, all the way through. I've seen episode 1 and episode 2, but I haven't seen 5 or 6.
I might have to kill you.
Yes.
I've only seen 1 all the way through. Oh. And it was an awesome one with Jar Jar Binks.
But we're back on.
Are we recording?
Yep.
Oh. All right.
Well, here we are.
Interesting.
We're back.
All right. So, anyways...
Scrambling for a song.
All right. While these two are scrambling for a song, I'm going to read this headline again. Bestiality brothels spur a call for animal sex ban.
Nice.
Animal sex abuse is on the rise in Germany. Go figure.
Of course it's Germany.
With bestiality brothels being set up across the country, according to a state animal protection officer, demanding stronger laws to protect mankind's furry and feathered friends.
Oh.
Feathered?
People fucking chickens.
Of course, then again, I always said if I could do an animal, I'd do an ostrich.
Oh, wait, okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know them bastards kick, right?
Yeah, but if you get it from behind, you can grab that neck and just wrench, man.
It's like a real-life velociraptor without the teeth. Why would you ever do that?
Freaking psycho.
What the fuck, man? Why would you fuck an ostrich over something else?
What would you fuck? And you can't say a sheep. You can't say a sheep.
So... What you're saying
maybe
is...
Maybe I want an ostrich because it's got a long enough throat for my dick.
Wait, you would put your...
Why can't I say
he wants
sheep?
To. He wants to...
Because that's too easy.
Shut up.
You shut up.
He wants to put his dick in a cloaca.
Go fuck a gator, then.
I'm not going to fuck any animal. How about that?
Yeah. Jeez.
So here's a good statement. This is from somebody from the Frankfurter Rundschau Daily Paper. It is punishable to distribute animal pornography, but the act itself... is not.
So is that animal on animal pornography?
Oh, I don't think
fucking
so.
Fucking an animal is illegal, but taking a picture and distributing a picture of you fucking an animal.
Yes.
Is legal.
That's legal.
Well, that's
illegal.
Wait, I got that
backwards.
There are even animal brothels in Germany. Sex with animals was being increasingly seen as a lifestyle choice and thus more acceptable.
What?
So
Germany.
If you fuck a goat, that's cool. But if I take a picture of you fucking a goat and give it to sell it to Sean, that's illegal?
Yes.
So wait a minute. Right after...
Why would you buy that, Sean?
Right after you get done fucking a horse, you can go build a BMW or an Audi.
I'd fuck a VW bus.
Precision German animal fucking.
See, what I don't get is I don't see the big deal on that. If you think about it...
What?
If some chick's getting a horse off, isn't that good for the horse? Isn't it trying to make the horse happy?
What?
Josh, you okay?
I'm not following you at all. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't care if it cures cancer. I've been jerking off a horse.
You know, there's only two animals.
I'm not saying I would.
There's only two
I'm saying I would.
Animals that feel pleasure during sex.
It's humans and dolphins.
Humans and dolphins. Horses do not.
No.
It's quite painful for dogs.
Those are the only animals that have sex for pleasure.
Chimps
not
do
saying
too.
That they get pleasure out of sex. Those are the only ones that have sex for pleasure outside of having to do it for nature reasons.
Oh.
No.
But still, it's gross.
I'm looking for a... Oh, my wife's calling.
What about the dude?
Wait,
hey,
we're going to do this live.
Shut up.
I'll tell she's busy.
Hello?
Hey, I hate to be bothering you, but didn't you say one of her drooly fits again?
Oh, shit.
So she's just drooling nonstop.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted you to be aware, so...
Did you put her in a kennel with a thing?
A bib?
No, I didn't put her in her kennel.
Seems like that'd be a good idea.
Well, I'm already, in the car and away from the house.
So
I got her to lay down on her pillow. And I
picked
up all the blankets so she won't be in it, but...
Because that's where...
She's in her kennel, though?
No,
she's laying down on her pillow. And I picked up all the blankets so she can't, lay on those.
Okay, she'll be okay, then.
Okay, I just wanted you to be aware of it, so...
It shouldn't be a problem.
Was she eating in front of her?
Kevin, stop looking up animal pornography. All right. Good God. How many times do you have to watch a horse get jerked off by a black chick? Seriously.
It's not cool, Josh. Shut up.
No, it's not cool. I can see your computer screen, you a-hole.
I don't even have the neck.
Oh, God.
All right, hon. She hung up.
Some point there. You'll pay for that one later.
Hey, Kevin?
I don't know. I don't know if she heard it. That's not funny. Dog's been having drooling fits every once in a while.
Just like you when somebody puts a cock in front of your mouth?
No, that's
only if they have tits, too.
All right, so I digress back to the story about animal brothels. This lady that made this statement to the newspaper also said justice authorities had found it exceptionally difficult to convict a man from Hesse who had offered pictures and instructions for animal sex abuse over the internet.
When you want to do a horse, this is what you do. You may need stool to stand up.
So this is in Germany? Or where was the story?
Germany.
Of course it's Germany.
Go figure. Yes, guys. That kind of caught my attention. With all of our awful, gross sex subjects that we talk about.
Have you guys ever seen a bestiality porn?
No.
No?
No? Kevin?
I bet Kevin has.
Kevin?
You know Kevin has.
Kevin has.
Again, it was one of these... Hey, Skinner, come look what I found on the internet. There's this donkey.
Plowing
like
some girl.
And spurts back out of her. It's like if you took a...
Sean Cena, too.
Oh, I saw a
it's
chick
like
blow
if
a
you
horse.
Took somebody's mitten and jammed a garden hose in the mitten, then turned the garden hose on, and it all comes back up the wrong way.
You are the absolute worst person I've ever met in my life.
I saw a buddy of mine showed me one where... a chick was blowing a horse, and the same thing happened. It blew its
snapping
load, and it just shot out like it was a freaking like a fire hose out of each side.
Oh,
you expected to blow the girl off the cock, but it just
she was dedicated. She was gonna hold on until it was all done.
That's what I call an angry dragon.
You hold on to
it's
the
like
front.
Coming out of her nose, eyes,
see,
and ears.
But see that,
that's
you
more
know,
like
they're,
angry
they're,
fire hydrant.
But see, that was my question earlier. They're calling it animal cruelty. Wouldn't it be more cruel for the chick who chose to do that?
Well, but the
horse all
that's
the
why
horse
it's
did was get off
because the horse didn't choose to do it. They're hurting the horse, not hurting, but the bits.
What'd she do? Slip him a Viagra?
Oh man.
I don't know how you get a horse hard.
That's not a good question.
Let's just see what happens afterwards. I have seen.
God, you know what? I've seen a lot of shit in my life, but I'm so very happy to say that I've never seen that.
I've avoided, like, the plague.
Josh, well,
it is a plague.
Josh is so glad he has not seen horse porn, but last time we were in here, he could not stop looking up chicks.
Giggled like a schoolgirl.
Look at it. Everybody look at what I got on my phone.
Look at my phone.
This person's got a vagina.
I was looking it up because I was literally crying, bent
over
sideways laughing about
overjoyed with happiness.
About the seriousness of your discussion about a chick. A chick with a dick, which ended up being a dude with tits. And how you couldn't tell. I was overjoyed that you couldn't tell the difference between a man who was turning into a woman and an actual chick.
You know, I
know I'm being set up, but I gotta say a chick. I gotta say a chick.
Mm-hmm, I've come to the realization
Adam's apple.
I don't have a computer to play, or a song on my computer to play for this bit. I don't have an animal bestiality song. I thought maybe I would.
I got one.
What do you mean that classic 1980s hit, I Fucked a Horse by Lynyrd Skynyrd? You don't have that?
I do have this.
No, nothing to do with it.
Nothing
to do with it.
That's all.
Did that say duck?
it's titled under Duck's Mom on my computer.
We miss you, Duck.
Duck's Mom is probably the only person that listens
all right,
to this show every time we
shut
pop
up.
It up.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, what's this?
What did you find? Computer or
animal porn?
YouTube's being gay. On the MacBook?
Oh.
Go on. It's doing a commercial thing.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Of course it does.
Zach Wilde's Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. That's where we are.
Oh. The bloodhound.
Can you turn that up any louder, Sean? The computer?
No, that might be it. There you go. Shame. Oh, I haven't heard this song in forever.
I know.
I was in college. I heard it. Last time I heard this, I was in a wayside bar in Mount Pleasant.
And you were underage, were
drinking a Coke or a Pepsi or whatever, thinking, I wish I was in my dorm watching porno.
with the guy with the cock, or with boobs.
No, I wasn't into that then.
Not yet.
Whatever happened to these guys?
Oh, I think they all, I think they all live in the same house and do blow and work at a Texaco station. Yeah, yep. They're part of the bestiality epidemic in Germany right now. Yeah, they had like two hours.
What the hell were we thinking? We thought this was a cool song.
This is how Kevin talks himself into watching a horse get sucked off by a chick.
That's how I get my wife hot then.
That's right. Baby ain't nothing but mammals.
Sean, we can make Sean and I briefly discussed making everybody sing a song on the podcast, though.
Oh God!
Like
a karaoke.
Like karaoke, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how long that's gonna work out.
I think it'll work out fine if we come up with five songs, one for each of us, put it on a disc, and I can play it just like we played the thing before. Man Tit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what song I'm singing.
No, you're not. You don't get to pick, Kevin.
No, we'll see.
Yeah.
With most songs, you can find a karaoke version.
Can you find karaoke?
Play that. We are in a... Turn this shit down! We are in a recording studio, so, you know.
Yo,
we can't put music together with
the kids outside playing
with the vocals.
No, but what I'm referring to is we each pick a song, we put it in a hat, and then we all have to draw.
Oh, I like that idea.
So you don't know what you're going to end up singing.
This is one Sean's going to do.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Too sexy for my love.
Love's going to leave me.
No, I think that's a funny idea. I like that idea.
Oh, I was going to get into that.
We each got to come up with...
I need Jamiroquai.
Here's the deal. Right, said Fred. We all come up with a song that we
you
think...
Why can't you just sit in your seat and stop fucking with shit?
Hey, you need to listen to me.
I'm fine.
Sit down and shut up.
All right. So we all pick out a song that we think would be hilarious if anybody else in the group sang.
But we
got to
come up with lyrics.
Well, no. Here's what we'll do. We'll get...
I just got to find my line.
I think Josh is... Or Corey's lost again.
All right, but we'll all pick a song and put it
that's
in the hat. We all draw the name out of the hat. And we'll have the music ready. And so we'll just play the song back. And then whoever... They got to sing the song. They'll have the lyrics sitting in front of them. Huh?
I like it. Well... Why don't we take a break?
Hold on, I got an idea. How about everybody plays a song on their damn computer while we're talking? Here, let me find one. Hold on.
Oh, let me get my phone. I'll jam something.
No.
Why don't we take a break? We'll quick come up with our songs, and when we come back,
we can do
this right now.
But we got to have the lyrics, too. We got to know what the words are to it.
You can't put me...
We've got smartphones. We've all got smartphones. All right?
Put the neighbors to shame.
We got a hat around here somewhere. There's a hat right there.
Yeah.
Everybody get a little piece of paper.
We'll pull them in. We'll put
our songs in. It'll be a complete surprise to the audience.
We're going to take a brief timeout.
Gonna make Kevin sing this.
All right, we're going to take a brief timeout. We'll be back.
It's not going to work, Sean.
And the hilarity will ensue.
And we're back.
All right, we are back. We've spent way too much time farting around with computers trying to figure out what songs we want to do and looking
up
lyrics.
Which
we've done, amazingly.
You guys came up with the lyrics?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. My song.
Yeah, you better find your lyrics, Sean, because we got to know. Well, I can look
them
up, too.
I was too busy condensing everything into what we can do.
Well, you can look
them
up. Once you find your song, it doesn't take that long. So
you'll know my song when you see it.
We have our pieces of paper in here with the four sheets.
I'm going to have Kevin
draw his song first. See what he's going to be singing.
Josh.
And if it's our own song that we put in there, then we have to put it back. And obviously Kevin got mine,
like
so he doesn't have to.
All right,
hold on.
Just have Josh.
He
Josh.
Picked one, and he gets last one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I got Kevin's.
What? What the hell song is this?
Is
flip
down?
It over. Oh, you suck.
What song is this?
Well, okay. Sean got... You got mine, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I got yours, so
yep.
Sean got Corey's, and you got Sean's. You had to have gotten Sean's.
Oh, what? We just did a little crisscross.
Yeah, basically.
I only know...
Okay.
I got the one I knew.
I got the lyrics for you. The only problem is you're going to have to read them.
I'm going to have...
Right, show me mine again, Kevin.
Josh, here.
Hold on.
I'm going to have to go after somebody, because I'm going to have to look for lyrics for this song.
Is that...
That's not mine.
Right side
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I got Corey's.
I've got
just
your
can't
lyrics.
Believe that band actually really did that one. You can put that back down, Kevin.
So oh now you gotta find lyrics for that?
So why don't we have Sean go first so then I can, while you two are singing.
You just want me to go first because I got yours.
Well, then I can look up lyrics.
All right, and this is how it's going right. to go.
So, I'm going to go in the booth with him.
Okay.
You don't have to go in the booth with me.
Here's how this
what,
is going to work.
What are you coming
work.
In here for?
I don't know, but here's how it's going to work. We're going to sing these songs for 30 seconds, okay? And if we're feeling it, we'll keep going. But if not, we're done. We're
what
pulling the plug.
What are you coming in here for?
Yeah, Corey really fucks this up. We're not doing this again.
No. I'm pretty excited to hear his singing. I'm really excited to hear your guys' singing voices.
Oh, yeah, you give me something that's that freaking small.
That's what she said. Anyways.
I can't help it.
That made Corey sound like he's got the little one.
Aw.
Corey, you can't hear us, can you? Well, you can hear us through the glass.
I can hear you through the glass.
Yeah. Corey's got a small penis.
All right. So now that
he can hear you now.
Corey's got a small penis.
All right, so since I thought of this first...
You never complained before, Kevin.
Since I thought of this first, no nobody else is saying about it. We haven't talked about order. Since Kevin went first, he gets to sing first.
No, we already said Corey's singing first.
Oh, I don't remember that. I didn't hear
he's
that.
Singing Sean's singing first.
I have to dig up lyrics.
You don't have to dig up lyrics. It's an easy song.
I don't know that song.
Corey seems to have 5,000 songs on
his
computer.
He'll know it once it starts playing.
But
he will so know.
You don't know what this song is.
I have a good idea.
You have no idea, Kevin.
No, you don't.
All right. I've got the lyrics for my song right in front of me.
All
right. Well, so I'll go first because you guys are all...
I got
oh, you
right
got
in front of me already.
Okay. Sean's going first then. And we'll decide who's going second.
You ready?
Oh, are you kidding? I've been ready for this since we said we were going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going last, so this isn't going to work. I can bail.
I can't believe this is actually Great White.
Such a shitty song. Of course Corey picks this.
When does he start?
Soon.
Alright, I'm timing this off for 30 seconds.
Oh, jeez. I'm lost. I got... Find me. You can't remember when you got your last meal. Then you touch a screen.
Fail. This is failing. This is awful. This is the worst ever.
Yeah, shut up.
Start
that's
over.
My bus. I got
start
the,
over.
No, he's going.
It's the time before I even got my hands and state line. This song sucks.
This song does suck.
It sucks even worse when you sing it.
I can't read.
Everybody knows this song.
I've never heard
right,
this song.
All right, that's 30 seconds. Cut him. Okay.
Take your gay song back.
Oh, jeez.
I got to sing...
Yeah. Everybody over there will agree my song is better than that one.
All right.
I don't know how I could disagree with Sean here.
All right, so
that
who's next?
Song.
Who's next?
Corey, because he made us listen to that shitty song.
Okay. I just pulled the Corey.
You're singing next because you made us listen to that.
I gotta look up my lyrics, retard.
Don't you have them?
Not for the song I just got.
Sean never got. Okay, then Josh is singing next because I'm so going last.
Okay, I don't care. Oh, my 30 seconds. I'm ready for it.
I got to know what song you got so I can play it.
I actually don't think I need the lyrics.
You got Kevin's.
I did. Yes.
All right. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hang on. Tell those kids to shut up.
I won't tell them to shut up. I'll tell them to be quiet.
Smack them. Be a good father and punch your kid.
Neil Murray wrote this song,
Josh? There we go.
Did you hear me, Josh?
Apparently. Yeah, I can hear you.
I said, be a good dad and punch your kid.
No, I just gave him the dad look and they all went and stopped.
I don't even need lyrics for my song, man.
I was thinking a different song when I looked at his. I should have just gone straight to the chorus.
Oh my god.
That was the gayest song you could possibly pick.
I'm sure there's worse.
That was horrible.
All right.
Who picked that?
All right.
I hate you two.
Well, what do you
song?
Expect out of Corey?
Come on.
Hey, it's my turn to sing. Shut up.
All right, you ready?
Yes. That's my song that I picked for him.
Oh, that's hard. Oh, that's right. That's Kevin's song.
Yes. Well, now the kids are the big on that one.
Oh, well. Joke's on you. I like this song, dick face.
I was hoping I would get it.
I wish I got this one. This one's fun. I'll do
some
backing.
People like me more than you, Corey.
Fuck you.
A man walks down the street, says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I so soft in the middle now? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Booms, baby, booms. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit dome. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al.
All right, that's good, that's good.
A man walks.
Now, there's the
that was
second,
way better than Corey's.
There's one of the most insulting lines I've ever heard in a song.
Mm-hmm.
He says in there, who'll be my role model? Now my role model's gone. He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl.
Yes.
It's like the most insulting thing you could say to a woman to her face.
That's a great music video, too.
I love that song.
All right, so now it's Kevin's turn.
What? Corey's still not.
No, it's.
Who texted me here? Somebody texted
me.
Mike texted me.
Just do it.
I might need some help like you get help there, Josh. But I don't think I will. Let me get your phone up here. Just, I don't think I'll need the words.
All right.
I'm just going to go.
All right, let's do it.
I can't, reading's just going to make my life worse.
I don't think I can find those freaking lyrics, Sean.
Everybody in this room will know that one.
Well, hold on, let me see it.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
What?
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's Josh, just...
It's a John Lennon song.
Is that one?
Yeah.
Give me that.
Oh, well, I can find those.
Yeah.
But why'd you pick that version?
It's just what was on the computer.
Just stop.
I started just shuffling through what I had there that I could put on this.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Oops. So.
And then I heard it, and I was like, jackpot.
God.
You like it, Josh. You like it. You love it. See, I told you you'd know that song.
I know the song.
Cold Turkey.
And that just proved my point that my song is better than yours.
Everybody's song's going to be better than Corey's.
Yeah.
I don't know what you picked, but the Lennon song, I know what I got.
Obviously, Corey's very excited.
It's a Lennon song, but it's not the version that he's doing isn't Lennon.
No.
It's a cover.
God. I know what you got now.
And it's not that either, Kevin.
I think I know.
I think you're thinking of Perfect
Circle. Let's play mine. I'm going to sing.
You got it? I got it. Do you got it?
We got it.
For what?
You got the lyrics?
For who?
For yours.
He found lyrics to the song. You got to sing faster than you could on your phone, and he was using my phone. And half the time.
Let's just do it.
Corey's a big failure today. That's the episode of episode name is Corey's Failure.
Okay. All right. So who's going? Corey?
You're helping me with this one.
No, Kevin's going right now. Kevin's going. Okay.
Why do I have to be last?
Because you wanted to be last. That's why you made me go first.
The gayest song possible.
No, your brother.
And you
did.
Said Mutt Flap.
He didn't pick the Lennon song. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. Wait for
me. Oh, I know it's not Lennon, but.
Wait, no.
You're not going to win. Great White versus Lennon written song. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Not with this dude.
All right, Kevin, you ready?
Oh, the phone just. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, great technology.
That's my phone.
Lost all the words. There it is.
Oh. Come on, faster than your feet, Kevin. Faster than your feet.
I got it.
Yeah, get it.
This one has a lot of intro on it.
It's no possible way to sound worse than Axel. Alright, here we go. Good clean band with tits.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just squeeze your balls while you do it, Kevin.
No, is that a karaoke? What, did you not know the song you picked?
No, I do. It's just the intro is so damn long.
Squeeze your balls so you can get the high.
Well,
high
that just
tone.
Hurts.
Here you go. Get it, Kevin. Get it.
Alright, now here we go.
She's got a smile that seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as red as the bright blue sky.
No, let Kevin sing it.
Now and then I see her face. It takes me away to a special place. And if I stay there too long, I'll probably break down and cry.
So much better than Whitesnake.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
Whatever, still game.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
All right, that's good.
Keep going.
Well done.
I was
well
rocking.
He was feeling it, man.
She's
he was
got
rolling.
Eyes of the bluest skies, and if they fall away,
oh, God.
I'm ready to look into.
of pain.
Oh, this pretty is real. That failure for Corey written all over.
Hell yeah,
over
it does. I'm going to bomb the shit out of this one.
You got your lyrics or you need my phone?
Oh, nah, I got it right here.
Hands are shaking a little bit. That was awesome.
Nervous?
Sean, are you can ready? You, are you ready?
Can you later lift just the lyrics?
Even that you
like,
did?
No, like everybody.
Minus
just
the music.
Minus the music.
Yeah. Drop the music track. Yeah, late, just
not
the
right
singing
now, but later.
No, later.
Get just the singing.
I want to take my shirt off.
Just us.
No background music.
Awesome.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Now, Corey has probably the weirdest song of all four of us.
It's got to be the easiest one out of all of us.
It's only 2.5 months past this song's time to be played.
All right. So, okay, I'm not going to give this away, but
it's the
song
be
that he's singing, it's a cover,
turkey.
But the group.
Wait, did Marilyn Manson cover Cold Turkey?
Shut up.
Damn it.
I'm saying and covered by a band. It is the California Raisins.
Let it rock.
Version
Let's
of this song.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Today, let's do this today. Sing it, right here. And
what have you done?
See?
You can find the lyrics to this.
Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Rhodes.
I hope you have fun. The near one.
Corey's face is so
guys
red right now.
And the old and the young.
You're a little flat.
That's too high for me.
You do, don't sing with the song.
Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one.
No, Sean, I'm gonna hear Corey singing it.
Without a
all right, that's good. Wow, that was magic.
Awesome!
Josh, you and I killed that. These two losers suck.
I get a shitty Christmas song.
Josh and Corey, you guys all did better than me, because I was...
Yeah.
Come on, it's great.
You were all screwed up.
I didn't even know that song.
Hey, you were the worst singer, but... Wow,
I
that was a terrible song to try to do.
I could... It's not, if I knew a song, I couldn't even go by muscle
right
memory of what the lyrics
here,
should
Sean,
even be.
Sean,
hold on.
I got one for Sean.
Yeah, Redemption? Redemption, Sean?
Hold on. Here we go. I got one right here.
How do you spell pop evil?
You got one right here? Is it a mud flap?
No, it is not.
Good job, mud flap. Here, Sean. Sing along with this one.
I knew that was coming. She wants candy. She kinda can't get out the corner store. Everybody. She wants candy. So come on, girl, and get some more.
It's just, I think it's a real shame we didn't have any share, because Sean would definitely know how to sing that.
Oh.
I gotta have something really gay on this.
What's the song that she did on the battleship?
What?
What's the song that Cher did on the battleship?
Was that If I Could Turn Back
Time?
If I could turn back time.
I looked it up on YouTube, but my internet doesn't work.
Her badge is all hanging out.
Yeah, it's ugly. You can see that stupid tattoo on her ass.
I used to love that video back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, people all experimented, Sean. Some more than others.
Hold on, this is the gay dance version of one of her songs.
I thought they were all gay dance versions.
Fine, I'm going to fast forward to that.
Wrong one.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Love after love. Oh, man. That's horrible.
We need to get Sean singing this one.
She thinks I'm sexy.
Oh,
I know
sucks.
I'm sexy.
Screw
I've got
fuck
the looks that drives the girls wild.
So to be clear,
got the moves.
Josh, you and
that
I.
That really move
you and I won that, right?
I think so. I know.
I think Josh won it overall.
Josh probably won.
I didn't know it was a contest.
I had to try to sing falsetto.
So this is Christmas.
I want to see you try to sing that song that I had to sing, Kevin.
Imagine? Or
yeah.
You want me to sing Imagine?
Yeah, because somebody sing Imagine. Yeah, I heard him sing it.
No, I want to see Kevin sing the song that I had to try to sing.
Nobody's song Imagine.
No, because that song really sucks.
All right.
Here you go.
We should have made Sean sing this one.
Piano Man.
saddest commercial ever.
Yeah, I gotta turn the channel.
Oh,
Kylie's sing it, Sean. You know it.
I don't. I'm waiting for it to pick up so I can get an idea of what it is.
You know you love me.
I don't know this one at all.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, of course you'd have that.
Kylie's into him. I hear it.
Just be glad.
Bullshit, you hate it.
Emma's into him too, big time.
All right, you want to sing one, Sean?
I can't sound that old.
I don't know. It's
a good song.
I would have done it though. I hurt myself today.
All right,
to
guys.
See if I still
it's time. It's time.
I think it's time. I think we slaughtered songs enough.
That's 2 minutes here.
And talked about unsexy things and animals and
unsexy.
Whatever
sexy
other shit
and you
we
know
think
it.
Of.
We got two things to cover here. Sean, how long have we ran this one?
55.
55. Perfect.
Ooh!
What?
I channeled Corey for a second.
Mudflap.
I haven't clapped and I haven't said that word.
What word?
So screw you guys.
What word? I'm looking
Yo
for
mama.
Good, clean man.
Joe?
Tits.
Joe who?
So we cover everything, Kev?
Joe mama.
No. There's one thing, Josh.
What's
you
that?
Wanna bring up.
The bottom thing there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then remember, you and I also talked about an outro, like, saying to get out. I used it on the mini-sode that no one's listened to that came out a couple days ago.
Okay. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I'm write it down for me. So, as far as that last topic that you have written down, who is that going to be involving primarily?
You.
I'm going to say that?
Yeah, you just say it. I mean, they listened this far. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, I do
so
like that.
They listened this far. You just, you know, it doesn't have to be the last thing said.
Okay.
I can always clip it out and put it at the end or something.
Okay.
When I put it up, but just do whatever you want to do with that one. It was your idea.
Okay.
Then sign off with what I just wrote down.
Okay. But you want me to also say what you have on your phone?
Well, yeah, somebody's got to.
We have to have a recap, too.
Oh, like what have you learned kind of deal?
No, just to make sure that we know the boundaries and the rules of the bet for the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So
let's
when it comes,
quick,
when
quick,
it comes
quick.
Up
well,
later,
wait a minute,
we can say.
What's our predictions? Who does everybody think that's going to win?
I'm going Giants all the way.
What's the score?
What's the. We were.
I got Patriots 31-28.
31-28.
Field goal. Okay.
I got Giants.
31-24.
That's okay. Touchdown.
I'd say 24-27.
Okay. All right. I've got the Giants winning 31-21. I hate to say it. I don't like either team, but that's what
Brady's
I got.
Brady's only scored 21 points. They scored 21 points without him scoring on
but the Giants have
the
a decent defense.
That's what
the
I keep
Ravens
telling.
Have a great defense, and they beat them. And they
yeah, but they don't have the greatest offense
and
either.
Didn't even throw a touchdown. He had 23 points against.
Think of it this way, Kevin.
The Ravens. They were the best defense in the world.
They're playing the Ravens again with a better offense.
All right. Corey, who do you pick?
Brady's not gonna have a day.
I'm gonna go Giants.
Brady had the day he had against the Ravens because they had a defense that covered all of his freaking receivers. He didn't
he's
have a bad day. He had no one to throw it to.
He's not going
to
have that 2 days.
Hey, 33. Corey's still talking.
33-21.
Who?
Who's outnumbered
Giants.
Now?
Giants,
bitch?
Okay.
I'm just not in the all business right. of betting against Tom Brady. All right.
Yeah,
he doesn't lose.
You want his cock. He doesn't lose.
Yeah.
He lost to the Giants once this season already.
Yeah.
And he lost to the Giants last time when they're in a Super Bowl.
Well, he doesn't. It's not going to happen 3 times in a row.
There he has.
3 times a charm.
It's not going to happen 4 times in a row.
All right, so anyways, that's who we got picking the games. And you know what? If you listen to this, well, you won't listen to it before tomorrow. F. Anyways,
as soon as
I was
going to
say you can make your predictions on the Facebook or the website, but that's not going to happen because this won't be released until probably.
But if you do listen to it, please disclose any and all bets that might be entertaining that you might have had with somebody else for the Super Bowl.
Ooh, yeah, we'd like to hear your
Super
bets.
Bowl bets. Put it on the Facebook at Already Taken Show.
Send us pictures of the consequences.
Yeah, because you will have plenty of pictures of Kevin on it.
Yeah, this kid's
loud.
This kid's arguing loud. They know it's almost time to stop recording.
It is time. We're probably way over.
We're still in an hour.
We're not time for the podcast, but way over time for the day.
Yes, indeed. So, all right.
So, if you get to this far in the podcast, send a message or put on the Facebook wall of the Already Taken Show. Put the words, just the tip. on Facebook.
That's all Kevin ever wants.
And we'll know you listened all the way.
Please, Brady,
that's
just
right.
The tip.
And you will get an just awesome prize. Oh. I'm not BSing. It's going to be a great prize. Gift card. Pizza. No, pizza's not a great prize.
Pizza is a great prize.
Not to everybody, though.
You're not a great prize.
It'll be a gift card to, you know, Meijer or Target or wherever. There's an awesome store by you somewhere. Right. So, yes, just the tip.
Dear Tom Brady.
Dear Tom Brady. Kevin Skinner, just a tip.
Dear Tom Brady. Go please. Pass. Please type in just a tip. Go Pats.
Go Pats.
All right. Well, we appreciate y'all listening for Kevin, Corey, Sean.
We got to recap and just make sure that we understand the rules.
I'm going to get a tan of something bad about Brady. You're going to get a tan of something good about Brady.
And picture on Facebook profile.
For months. Yeah, sometimes be on there. Yeah, profile picture.
You're never on Facebook, so it won't matter if you lose.
Yes. All right. So
matter of fact, if you get it, I'm putting it as my picture, my profile.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right. So from everybody here at the Already Taken Show from Kentwood, Michigan, we'll smell you later.
Thank you for listening to the Already Taken Show podcast, live from Upper Room Studios in Kentwood, Michigan. Visit us at alreadytakenshow.com, where you can email the show, or check us out at facebook.com, search Already Taken.